Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. If you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you know that we just took our daughter Renee to college and that it's been a terribly difficult time for us. Now, I know that some of you think that's a little weird. You probably can't wait for your kids to leave home, but I also know that there are many of you who are going through the very same thing. I've spent much of this past week searching for answers that would explain the emotions that are raging inside me, and I would like to share some of those insights with you. And even if you're not going through this yourself, I recommend that you listen closely so you will be able to help others around you who are. For the last 18 years, I've thought that Renee was going to have a terrible time going to college. As it turns out, she's doing just fine, and Evie and I are the ones that are breaking down 5 times a day. All it takes is a glance at her bedroom door or a prayer with Alex that used to include Renee. So, how did this happen, and exactly what is going on inside of us? Well, first of all, we realized that it's much more than just missing our daughter. Granted, that is a lot of it, but definitely not all. One of the first things we identified was what I call a mile marker in life. You see, this was always a faraway day in our future, and now it's here. It's caused us to look at where we are in life, how close to our goals we've come, or how far behind we are. Basically, what it's done is taken life and thrown it up in our face and made us take a good hard look at it. In some cases, we're fulfilled, and in others, we're seriously lacking. Isn't it interesting? We knew this was going to be a new season for our kids, but we never dreamed it would be a new season for us. Daniel 2:21 says, "He changes the times and the seasons. He gives wisdom to the wise." So if your child just left for college or just moved away, and you're battling a variety of overwhelming emotions like us, realize that your season may be changing as well, and convert your worrying into fuel that will catapult you into the direction that God has next for your life. And hang in there. From what I'm hearing, this tough time lasts about a month, and we're only on day 7. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.